Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today FM.
The story.
Today FM.
Every week at this time, we do What's the Story? And it can be a story from anyone, anytime, anywhere. Some people are celebs, some are listeners. Today it is Oran O'Halloran from the We the Irish podcast.
Oran, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you in person in the studio because last time we spoke, it was in and around pandemic time. It was virtual, and you were just kicking off your podcast 2 years ago, and you've been going strong ever since, over 100 episodes.
Yeah, I suppose the last time we spoke, we were only 7-8 episodes into it.
Yeah, and explain to anyone who hasn't heard it, explain the podcast and what the idea behind it is, because 100 episodes of anything requires a lot of work and depth and all this kind of stuff. So what is the podcast?
So it's called We the Irish, and generally what it is stories of Irish people that you might not have heard of. So people who either left here and did things across the world that kind of made history books elsewhere, or people who achieve great things that don't necessarily show up and kind of, we'll say, the leaving cert.
So when it's giving respect to the people who need it but never got it?
More or less, yeah. Like, yeah. There's a lot of people who, for political reasons and whatever other reasons, their stories weren't kind of put forward.
Mm. And this isn't your day job, isn't it? This is just a passion for you.
Yeah, no, this is just something, because we started, because I'd come across a lot of these stories, and I started sharing them for the sake of, oh, do you know what, people need to hear these. These are incredible stories and incredible things people have done. Like, I suppose a lot of Irish history is told through, there's a lot of negative things, and there's like famine, recessions, revolutions, whatever else. But then this is also just like some lad from County Clare wanted to find a mysterious Celtic island, so he invented the submarine. That sort of stuff as well. And these whole stories are a lot longer than that, and there's a lot more twists and turns to it. But at a very core level, there's just a guy from Clare invented the submarine.
Well, look, this isn't the story you're here to tell us. You are here to tell us one of these magical stories that have featured in your podcast. Oran O'Halloran, what's the story?
So less inspirational than some of the other ones.
Excellent.
But just what I thought you guys would be into. It's a bit more bizarre in nature.
Okay.
So early 1800s, there's these two guys from Tyrone and Derry, William Burke and William Hare. Now, they don't know each other yet, but they head over to Edinburgh. Like, a lot of people are heading over at that time. There's kind of Irish slums heading up in Edinburgh and Glasgow that are sort of, just people can get work in the docklands and coal mines, that kind of, just if you're unskilled labour, there's some bit of work going for you over there. So these kind of communities start popping up. So these two guys ended up over there. They end up meeting, become very good friends, working different jobs. They kind of keep crossing paths. And over the years, the guy William Hare saves up enough money to buy kind of a guest house, because he gets this idea of, enough people are coming over, they know I'm an Irish guy, they'll stay in my place. Like, it's people, they don't have a lot of money, or else it's homeless people who get a couple of quid together. They're just trying to keep a roof over the head. So he opens up this guest house. Now, it's nothing fancy. It's straw in an attic. It's straw in a kind of a shed out the back. But it's enough to kind of keep him going, to top up what he already has. So every kind of week to week, he's kind of hammering on people's doors, trying to get money paid, because the people he's keeping don't have a lot of money.
Of course.
And there's this one guy staying with him who kind of keeps promising, I'm getting a pension from the army, I'll give you the £4 from that, that'll be us kind of square. He dies.
Right.
Up in the attic. And Hare's distraught now, because he's relying on that money. He's that spent in his head. So he goes to his friend Burke, and he's distraught, and he's saying, like, what am I going to do, kind of thing. And to cut away from their story very quickly, at the time in Edinburgh, there's this guy, Robert Knox, who's this kind of world-renowned surgeon, and he works on cadavers. You bring in a dead body to him, he pulls in the nerve, see what it is, flicks an eye, see what the other one does, all these are very early tests for, like, even just seeing where the liver is, how it functions, if I put air into the nose, what parts of the lungs, all this kind of tests what he's doing. So you can only do them on these dead bodies.
Of course.
And Burke tells Hare, there's a fella up the road, and if you bring him the body, he'll give you a couple of pounds for it.
Oh!
But there's a law at the time that you, the only people that they can use as cadavers are people who have been executed for a crime. Previous to that, what was happening was grave diggers were going in after, like, someone's nan was buried, digging up the grave, taking the body, bringing it down to one of these guys, selling the body for a couple of quid. So they invent these things called mort safes, which are like big kind of metal shields, like cages that go into the ground to stop people digging into them. So this guy, Robert Knox, then eventually decides, if a body shows up, I'm just not going to ask questions of where this comes from.
Gotcha.
Two lads grab the body, bring it down to him, doesn't ask questions, give him about £7, because the body's, it's a couple of days old at this stage.
Right.
He's like, look, £7, go away. And the two lads are kind of going, I only needed 4 and I've got 7.
I see a business opportunity.
This is brilliant.
Right.
Kind of time goes on, they move on from that idiot. That, as far as they know, they haven't done anything wrong. Like they didn't kill him or nothing bad's happened from their point of view. And Burke gets into financial difficulties. And he comes to his friend Hare and he's distraught about the whole thing. His friend Hare goes, do you remember a while ago when we took that dead body to your mom? We could just find another one. Eventually they come up with this idea of, let's just murder the odd person.
Wow.
Bring them into him. We'll sell them. He doesn't ask questions. And sort of, like horrifically as it is, the fresher the body, the more
money. Pay
because
right.
It's more recently alive. So it's still warm. So he can still see how things are functioning. So okay. He gives him £10 for this guy they get drunk and strangle. So over the next 12 months, they end up killing 16 people by getting them drunk and strangling them.
Wow.
And bringing them to this guy, Robert Knox. Having a great time because he's got all these fresh bodies for his students, and like the students aren't really asking questions. They're just going, I'm a student, this guy's got a body, we'll operate, and why would I bother asking questions? But then things start to turn from them. By the university in Edinburgh at the time, there is this guy, James Wilson. The students kind of know him as Daft Jamie, who's kind of like this homeless guy who kind of hangs around the college on specific corners, but they all kind of know him because he's like a character from Coming Out, and he goes missing. And at the same time, this woman, Margaret Doherty, goes missing as well. Now, her last known sighting was with staying in Hare's guest house. So your man Wilson's missing, this woman Doherty's missing, and Robert Knox gets given a poster because it's because of the amount of students from the university, they give him posters for like missing people and hanging around the place. And he recognises that the woman whose body he was given yesterday is now the missing woman in the poster. And he's kind of going, oh, I think I know where the lads are getting the bodies from.
Yeah.
As
it never crossed his mind up until this point.
It didn't occur to him to have to think about it. He was kind of going, I have bodies, what's the problem? But like they were telling him that they were like friends and cousins and stuff that they just found. So as he's processing this in his head, he brings out the next cadaver to the students and they go, that's Daft Jamie.
That's Daft Jamie,
that's the man from outside. He's been missing and that's him right there. Knox goes to the police. Police obviously are able to put the whole thing together pretty quickly given all the information they have to hand right now. They arrest the two lads. Hare testifies against Burke and says, your man's idea.
Oh, so
that's the genius behind the whole thing. I'm just some guy who was just hanging around the place.
Right.
So he legs it. Now the stories about he gets on a train and the people didn't go after him and he gets caught, but whether that happens or not, nobody's fully certain.
Right.
But for Burke, he gets executed as this mass murder of 16 people. He gets hung, and it's a big event in Edinburgh because like they're all horrified by this, and it's almost like a county final. Like people come out, and there's like people in the streets to watch this mass event. So it becomes this like celebrity thing, and he gets hung. But he's a murderer who's been executed, so now his body is free reign for being a cadaver. So Knox goes,
"I'll have
give
him.
Me your man."
Oh my god.
Burke comes into him, he brings him in front of the students, they dissect him, they do whatever they do for cadavers, like that. I'm not sure exactly what they do, but they do their tests and they analyse things, whatever else. His body's in more or less perfect condition when the students are finished with him. So they have his skeleton now. And they put the skeleton on display in Edinburgh University because it's one of, like, it's a very well kept skeleton.
Okay, right.
So that book and the skeleton are still on display if you go to Edinburgh University now that they're in kind of the corridors of the medical school. But then Burke's skeleton, because it was so well intact, that's the one that they went using, or for a lot of companies, they modelled their kind of their classroom skeletons off of his. Such other ones you see in science labs.
Yeah.
A lot of those are based on William Burke, the murderer from Ireland's skeleton, just hanging down the back of different classrooms.
Oh my god.
So he became infamous more than famous. But
it wasn't, like I said, it's not the most inspiring story, but he's a guy who people are very familiar with him without ever seeing his face.
We've seen his insides.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. And little did he think when he was hatching these schemes that he'd end up as the one body that everybody would remember.
He became ironically, after the whole thing, he became the celebrity murderer's body that kind of became one of the key points of science kind of thing.
Amazing. This is why you should listen to We the Irish podcast. Orna Halloran, thanks very much for What's the Story today.
Thank you very much.
What's the Story? Today FM. Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.